Good. Welcome. Hopefully that is loud enough. Good evening. Time being 5:30 p.m, we'll get underway. A very warm welcome to everyone who's with us this evening. My name is Paula Reet, Mayor of Kingborough. It's my pleasure to welcome you all here tonight on Monday, the 4th of August 2025, to those who are with us in the public gallery this evening and who are watching along on YouTube. Being 5:30 p.m, I now officially declare the meeting open. Council now operates under the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations of 2025. Under these, I'm required to advise you of that A, an audio or audio-visual recording is being made of the meeting. B, all persons attending the meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting. And C, language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. The audio recording of council meetings is made publicly available on our website, and meetings, as I mentioned, are also live streamed on YouTube. I'll now ask the CEO to confirm that the audio recording has started.
Yes.
Thank you. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, pay my respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge today's Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Our attendees this evening are myself, Councillor Reed, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Gladerite, Councillor Antoli, Councillor Bain, Councillor Cordover, Councillor Dean, Councillor Midgley and Councillor Richardson. From our staff this evening, we have the CEO, Mr Stewart, Director of People and Finance, Mr Spinks, Director of Engineering Services, Mr Mackey, Director of Governance, Recreation and Property Services, Mr Spee, Director of Environment, Development and Community Services, Ms Shakuti, our Communications Officer, Mr Heather, our Acting Executive Assistant, Ms Jones, and we have apologies this evening from Councillor Street and Councillor Fox. That takes us to page one, confirmation of minutes. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder that the minutes of the open session of Council Meeting Number 12, held on the 21st of July 2025, be confirmed as a true record. We've got a mover in Councillor Bain and a seconder in Councillor Antoli. All those in favour? Against? Matter is carried. Workshops held since the last council meeting. We did not have a workshop last Monday. Declarations of interest. Does any councillor have an interest they would like to declare? No, thank you very much. And transfer of agenda items. Is there any item on the agenda that a councillor would like to transfer from open into closed session or closed into open session? Thank you very much. Questions without notice from the public. Do you wish to ask a question without notice? Thank you very much. You know the drill. And just turn that one on. It's just on the front there. It's got a little picture of a face. Thank you.
I'm Mark Dunellan from Huntingfield. My question's on street trees. The reality of subdivisions and residential developments is that a lot of trees get wiped out to facilitate building roads and houses. And a lot of the time, trees don't get planted along with the streets that go into these subdivisions. The nature strip guidelines and some policy says that residents shouldn't be planting trees in the nature strip without permit from the council. Under what conditions might do permits often get approved, and what sort of things would be considered to approve trees to be planted in the nature strip?
Ms Shakuti, I'm pretty sure, can help us with that one, although the look on her face does not reflect that sentiment.
Thank you, through you.
That's
Mayor.
Not on.
Oh. Is it?
No. Sorry. The new microphones are coming in about 3 weeks.
Thank you, through you, Mayor. So just a little bit of background. When subdivisions are approved and development applications, there will often be conditions around landscaping, and we do, for certain streetscapes, do plantings, but obviously not all, as it's likely to be a resource constraint around being able to do plantings for all new subdivisions. In terms of applying to plant in nature strips, I have not, in my time at council, have not been involved in that process. I wonder if the Director of Governance Recreation I imagine it's an application through a bylaw to property.
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, yes, there is a permit process required under our bylaw, and that requires consideration of a number of factors, underground services, overhead power lines, whether there's going to be potential for road widening in the area, ease of maintenance. So there are a number of considerations relating to whether council would give approval for planting of trees in a nature strip.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no other people in the public gallery, so that is the end of question time. Questions on notice from the public? We did have quite a few. The first in relation to purchasing policy from Mr. Biggins with a response from Mr. Mackey. The second one in relation to conflicting legislation from Mr. Bush with a response from Mr. Basham. The third one from Mrs. Roberts in relation to fencing and boundaries with a response from Ms. Tyler Moore. The fourth one from Ms. Harrison in relation to Browns Road Works with a response from Mr. Mackey. And the final one from Ms. Landon on LPS representations with a response from Ms. Tyler Moore. Questions without notice from councillors. Does any councillor wish to ask a question without notice? No, thank you. And questions on notice from councillors. At the time the agenda was compiled, there were no questions on notice from councillors. Takes us to page 7, petitions still being actioned. There are no petitions still being actioned, and at the time the agenda was compiled, no petitions had been received. Takes us to page 8, officers' reports to council, land lease, 7 Pulverata Road, Sandfly, with a recommendation on page 10, and I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in the Deputy Mayor and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. The Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. So the purpose of this report is to consider the potential leasing of a piece of land in Sandfly. Parks have indicated that they would be prepared to offer an initial 10-year lease with an option for a further 10 years at a peppercorn rental amount. After consideration, it is recommended that Council enters into a lease with the Crown for the property. I don't see why we wouldn't. I think it's a sensible response to this situation, so I'm happy to support this recommendation.
Thank you very much. Further contributions? Councillor Bain.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question on this one. Do we know if any agreements are currently in place with any organisations for ongoing regular use of the building that I guess would pass over to us if we take over responsibility for the building?
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, we're not aware of any current agreements that are in place. I doubt that they are, but we'd need to confirm that with the Crown.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? No. Otherwise, I'm going to put the recommendation. It's moved by the Deputy Mayor and seconded by Councillor Midgley. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. Takes us to page 11, Kingborough Disability Inclusion and Access Policy, with a recommendation on the following page. Looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I can't move it from the chair, and Councillor Fox, who is our other councillor on the committee, is not here this evening. Councillor Cordova. And so moved by Councillor Cordova, seconded by the Deputy Mayor. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a great privilege to be able to move the Kingborough Disability Inclusion and Access Policy. Basically, originally we endorsed this policy on the 14th of December 2020, and it's now come up for a review. There have been some suggested changes that you can see throughout the report. But first and foremost, I just want to thank the members of the committee who have done a power of work in making Kingborough a more inclusive and accessible municipality to visit and to live in and to come. There's been some amazing projects. I'm thinking of, you know, beach ramps and basically making sure that we do everything we can to make Kingborough a welcoming place. And I think all the changes within the policy are really good. And Kingborough is, I think, better for all the work that the committee is doing. So once again, I thank them and I look forward to contributions from others. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Councillor Ntoli.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to, as a person that's worked extensively over the past 10 years in the disability sector, I want to congratulate the committee's recognition of people with chronic pain conditions under the definition of disability, and that's definitely something that I think is warranted. We have an ageing population in Tasmania, and we have a strong mix of retirees down in Kingborough as well. And as a person that has definitely looked after two elderly parents with chronic pain that needed a walker to just get around because of that pain, it's fantastic to see that that's recognised also as a disability, because it certainly is. And I just have a question. The implementation section in Section 5 talks about a commitment to web content accessibility guidelines. Could someone unpack that for me as to what that actually means to the layperson?
Ms. Shakuti would love to.
Thank you. Through you, Mayor. So there is a standardised set of guidelines around developing and publishing information to ensure that it is accessible to people with a disability, particularly those who may find it difficult to interpret or read or interpret information. We didn't list the specifics of those, because those versions of that standard actually gets updated from time to time. So it is on us as an organisation to make sure we're across the most recent version of those guidelines and standards, and are working towards making sure the information we have complies with those.
Councillor Ntoli.
Thank you, Mayor. So if an individual is, say, blind, are you saying that they can actually have the website read to them, or let's say they put themselves struggle to read, is that also part of what that means?
Ms. Shakuti.
Through you, Mayor. I'm not entirely sure as it relates to a disability relating to vision. It is my understanding how content is drafted and presented and the language used. Council do and will always assist people in terms of our staff will always assist people interpreting the information on our website, and not just for people with disability, but also where English is somebody's second language.
Fantastic.
As well.
Anyway, I'm happy to obviously endorse this, Mayor. Mayor, on an unrelated issue, I'm just getting some messages from family members that are watching that Director Chakuti's microphone keeps dropping in and out, and I'm not sure if that's something that can be fixed, but I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Any further contributions on this? I'll just make a couple of comments as Chair of the Access Committee, which I've had the honour of chairing, I think, for about the last 14 years. Just to thank and acknowledge the members of the committee for the work that they do. We've got a range of different people on there at the moment with various lived experiences of disability, and they all contribute significantly to the work that we do, and as has already been mentioned, they're constantly championing different projects within the community that could enhance accessibility And, you know, obviously the beach matting was one that was very high profile, but there have been other things that we've worked on over the years of that committee that, you know, don't have a big profile, but hopefully have assisted some people in the community. We did some brochures on aimed at tourism businesses on how they could, particularly looking at how perhaps, you know, small Airbnbs and tourism operators could improve their accessibility, the sorts of things that they need to look for, because there have been experiences that members of the committee have had where they are perhaps reliant on a wheelchair or a mobility device. The person who's running the establishment has ticked the box to say fully accessible, and then they turn up and it turns out there's a lip to get into the shower and they can't actually wheel into the shower and things like that. So we set about doing a brochure several years ago. I've also done one on customer service for shops to try and get them to understand for different forms of disability and how they should try and interact with those people who do come in, how they can assist them more fully. So it's a very practical committee, and I appreciate all the work that they do put in. And just on that point about the living with chronic illness, we did put that chronic pain, sorry, we did put that in, and it's not a common definition within disability, but we added that in several years ago because we did have somebody who was a representative who was significantly impaired by severe arthritis, who sort of hit home to us that those sorts of invisible disabilities as well can really impair somebody's ability to get around the community and function in their day-to-day lives. So I think that was certainly a very important inclusion. So, yeah, I'd just like to thank the members of the committee for their input, and we look forward to continuing to do our work on that. So Councillor Cordova, no summing up. Okay, I'll put the recommendation then, moved by Councillor Cordova and seconded by the Deputy Mayor. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That takes us to appendices with a recommendation on page 21. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Bain and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. Any discussion on the appendices? No. I'll put the recommendation then, moved by Councillor Bain, seconded by Councillor Midgley. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. Still on the same page, notices of motion. There were no notices of motion. That takes us, well, in record time, in 17 minutes, we've got to confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. In accordance with Regulation 17 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, Council by absolute majority move into closed session to consider the following items: confirmation of minutes, applications for leave of absence, tender assessment AB2513, Channel Highway KFC to Whitewater Path upgrade. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Antoli and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? No, the motion is carried. So, in almost record time, I think we once did it in 23 minutes, so actually, yeah, I reckon it is record time. In 18 minutes, that is the open session of Council now finished. So, in accordance with the Kingborough Council Meetings Audio Recording Guidelines Policy, recording of the open session will now cease. Thank you very much to the member of the community who is with us here this evening and to all those who were watching along at home on YouTube. Open session of Council adjourned at 5:48 p.m.